Dorm Yerushalmi, goes back to the Dorm Babli, Daf Salach Gimel, Yerushalmi on Daf Chesmed Aleph, and the first Mishnah of Halacha Vav. Koinem Yain, Cheni Toyem, Lashana, Lith Abra Hashana, Osaba of Ibur. One said, Koinem wine, I've not tasted for a year, and the year was made into a leap year, forbidden in it, and its extra Ibur is added month, Ada Sheni. Ad Rosh Ada Rishoin, he said until the start of Adar, he's written until Rosh Chodesh of the first Adar. Ad Seif Adar Rishin. If he said until the end of Adar, it means until the end of the first Adar. The Gemara says, Adar Amar Nisan Rosh Hashanah Nadoim. We can infer as the Gemara that Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for Nadoim. If it was Tishrei, obviously he's forbidden in Adar Sheni, because he's forbidden until Tishrei. Tishrei Rosh Hashanah Nadoim, Shlok Toima Yale. You should say Ado Sheni Tachas El Be'emuta Be'el and from Kain Sach Mima Asa Ba Ibua. I think we reject that we can say that Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for Nadarim. The Chiddush is that don't say that Ado Sheni is an extra month in place of El and is permitted in El. Therefore, it needs to say that he's forbidden in it and its Ibua. The Avim B'Shem Rila Vehu. We should say Sheibe Va'achakein Nada Avim Nada Va'achakibe Loi Bada. The Avim quoting Rubila, said this is if it became a leap year, and afterwards he vowed, and after it became a leap year, no, then the added month is permitted. Le'inyan sechar batem loy shniyah. And the Gemara says regarding rental of houses, there's no difference. The tenant always gets the added month. Ze'ime ado rishon, ze'ime ado sheni, yachaku chodesh ha'ibo. If one rented a house until ado, and the landlord said, and the tenants until Adar Sheni, they divide the added month, since the tenant gets half the month for free. Yisa chamil nadoim leis at pashish, v'lemamoin at chashash. You will ask, see, how is this? Because for vows, you're not concerned if afterwards it was made a leap year, the added month is permitted, and for money, you're concerned the tenant gets the added month. Amar vila behein t'ibu v'chachach hiske, amal hiske v'chachach hibu. Ibrai Laibada. Rabila answered that the tenant gets the added month only if they were Ma'abeh, and after he rented, but if he rented and after they were Ma'abeh, no. And this is unlike what we said before. Rabilian Shtaris, Kosim Ba'adah Rishon, Ba'adah Sheni, Elisha Kosim, Adah Hasheni, Tanyan. Regarding documents, we write Adah in Adah Rishon and Adah Sheni, but just we write Adah Sheni, Adah Tinyan. So Adah is for Adah Rishon, and Adah Tinyan will be Adah Sheni. Yudah Ime Adar Sheni Kosev Taf Medioi. Yudah says he writes the letter Taf, the first letter of Tinyan, and this suffices.
We come now to the next Mishnah of Halacha Zayin. Yudah Ime Amar Koinem Yain Sheni Toyem Adjei Pesach Eina Osa Ela Ad Lele Pesach Shlein Eskaven Ze Ela Ad Shar Shedech Bnei Adam Mishtos Yain. Mishnah says, Rida says that if one said, Koinem wine, I will not taste it until it will be Pesach, it's forbidden only until, but not including the nights of Pesach. It says only until the time when it's normal for people to drink wine. Amar Koinem Vasa Sheini Toyim, Adad Soim, Einai Asa Ela Ad Leile Soim, Neskaven Ze Ela Ad Shar Shadech, Bnei Adam, Lechol Basa. If one said, Koinem Vasa, I will not taste it until it will be the fast, he's forbidden only until but not including the meal before the nights of the fast, which is Yom Kippur, because he intended only until the time people normally eat beef. Yosi benoi oime oma koinem shum sheini toyem ad shetei Shabbos en asa ela ad leile Shabbos shlein eskablen ze ela ad shar shedech bnei adam lachol shum. Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda's son, says that if one said, garlic is forbidden to me until it will be Shabbos, he's forbidden only until, but not including, Shabbos Friday night, because he intended only until the time when people normally eat garlic. told his friend, Koinam, I will not benefit from you if you do not take from your children, from me, a core of wheat and 2 barrels of wine. He can permit this vow without asking a chacham. He tells him, I said, I vowed only for my honor. This is my honor that I myself feed my children. And similarly, if he told his friend, Koinim, you may not benefit from me if you do not come and give to my son a core of wheat and 2 barrels of wine, the mayor says he's forbidden until he gives. Chacham say even this one can permit his vow without a chacham. He tells him it's as if I received it. Gemara brings the Bechir, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that also the Risher, Koinim, if you don't take for your children, etc., the Tanam disagree about it. And Rabbi Zeira, Bestam, Chalukim. Zeira says they argue about Bestam. Man and Kaiman, what's the case? Im B'Shizeh Omam, Kvoide, Rizeh Omam, Kvoide, Shizeh Ledivre, Hakol, Asa. If the mother says, I vowed for my honor, and the mother says, you vowed for my honor, all agree that he's forbidden. Im b'shezer oma mipnei kvoidi v'zer oma mipnei kvoidra amalti divyakol muta. If the mother says for my honor and the mother says for your honor, all agree that he's permitted. And again, and kaimen b'stam, shesei v'meir oime stamen k'moi d'oma mipnei kvoidi, k'man d'oma mipnei kvoidi, rabbanan amin stamen k'mi shesei oma mipnei kvoidi v'zer oma mipnei kvoidra amalti. And the answer is rather they argue about Stam when they do not speak. The mayor holds that Stam, he's like one who said, I vowed for my honor. Rabbanan say that Stam is like this the intended recipient said, for my honor, and this the mother says, yes, I said for your honor. Rabbi Yossi, boy, came with Rabbi Yochanan, and Snisa, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Omer, call Akor Shein Rimena, Hare Zeget. Asked Rabbi Yochanan, is our mission like Rishim and Gamliel? If one gave a get on condition that you served my father for 2 years, or that you nursed my son for 2 years, if the son dies, or the father does not want her to serve him, it's not a get. Rishim and Gamliel says, any ikur of prevention of fulfillment of the Tanai that's not due to her, it's a get. Also here, if the intended recipient is satisfied without receiving, the vow is batal. Amalei Shnihi Hacha Mipnei Psichas Neda. Rabbi Yochanan answered, here's different. Even Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon and Gamliel agree here because the stipulation is like a Pesach to permit the vow. Am Rabbi Yossi, B'lo Nedoim She'en and Sichan Heter Hacham Anan Kaimen. Rabbi Yossi asked, well, do we not discuss vows that don't need a Chacham to permit them? These are like Nidre Zeruzim persuasions that there was never intent for a vow. Rabbi Yossi answered, we discuss only one who made his vow dependent on something that he can say it was only for my or your honor. You may ask for this, he can say it's as if I received is when he wanted to give to him. However, if he did not want to give to him, can he say so? The Gemara answered, yes, he can say, I only wanted to test you. Since I see that you are pained, it's as if I received. And now to Halacha Ches. I misalvim boy laseis es basachoisei va'amakoinem shehi nenesli la'idom. If they were pressuring a man to marry his sister's daughter, and he said, koinem, she may never benefit from me. Similarly, if one divorced his wife and said, Koinim, she may never benefit from me, in both cases, they may benefit from him because he intended only to forbid marriage. The Gemara says, Amma Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yodahi, Rabbi Yodah Amma, Hakolafi Haneda. Rabbi Yossi says that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda because Rabbi Yehuda says earlier that one who said, Koinim, wool will not come on me, it all depends on the situation at the time of the vow. And Mishnah said, and similarly, if one divorced his wife, and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yodi, Rabbi Yodah Amr, Hakolat Yaneda. Rabbi Yossi said, this is like Rabbi Yodah, Because Rabbi Yehuda says it all depends on the vowel. And the Farshim explained that this sentence of Rabbi Yossi should actually be after the next Mishnah. We're coming up to the next Mishnah, Halacha Tes. Hayim Mesawi Bechaveiru Shirich Letzlai Amakrenim Leveitcha Sheini Nechnas Tipas Soinen Sheini Taimlach Mutter Likanas Leveitcha Lishtois Nemenu Soinen. One was insisting that his friend eat by him, and he said, Koinim is your house that I will not enter, and a drop of cold drink from you that I will not taste. He may enter his house and drink a cold drink. And his cabin is there, El Lashem Achil Ushtiyah, he intended only to forbid a sizable eating and drinking. The Gemara says, Amr Yosi had a Amr Hahein, the Meshabra Lechavre, the Yechel Hahein, Oichel Vahein, Shefei Chavel. Rabbi Yosi says that we can infer that one who swears to his friend that he will not eat by him, he swears only about that food and that friend. Adnalach, Perek, Koinim Yain.